Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Operation Sindoor has drawn new line in India's defense strategy. Nagaland Staff Selection Board cancels recruitment process for appointment to 61 numbers of auxiliary nurse midwife and female health worker. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipu Rio calls on Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in New Delhi and Ajay Kumar Bhalla to take oath as new Governor of Nagaland on 25th August at Raj Bhavan, Kohima. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Operation Sindoor has drawn a new line in India's defence strategy. Mr. Modi said that no one can escape after sending terrorists into India or planning attacks. He said that even if terrorists hide in the depths of the earth, India's missiles will bury them there. Prime Minister said this after laying the foundation stone and inaugurating the multiple development projects worth 12,000 crore rupees at Gaya in Bihar today.
Operation Sindoor ne Bharat ki raksha niti ki nayi lakeer khinch di hai. Ab Bharat mein aatankwadi bhejkar हमले करा के कोई बच नहीं सकेगा आतंकवादी चाहे पाताल में क्यों न छिप जाए भारत की मिसाइलें उन्हें दफन करके रहेगी
Endorsing the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025, Prime Minister Modi said the NDA government has brought a law against corruption and the Prime Minister also comes under its purview.
एनडीए सरकार भ्रष्टाचार के खिलाफ एक ऐसा कानून लाई है तो प्रधानमंत्री हो या मुख्यमंत्री या फिर कोई भी मंत्री उसे गिरफ्तारी के 30 दिन के अंदर जमानत लेनी होगी और अगर जमानत नहीं मिली तो 31वें दिन उसे कुर्सी छोड़नी पड़ेगी
The Nagaland Staff Selection Board, NSSB, has notified cancellation of the recruitment process for appointment to 61 numbers of auxiliary nurse midwife and female health worker, ANM and FHW, in the Department of Health and Family Welfare, as directed by the Guwahati High Court Bench of Kohima. The court has also directed the Department of Health and Family Welfare to consider bringing necessary amendments in the Nagaland Nursing Services Rules 1988 so as to provide eligibility criteria for appointment to the post of ANM FHW in an unambiguous manner within a period of 45 days. The court further stated that on completion of the necessary amendments within the stipulated period, the department should make a requisition to the NSSB, strictly complying with the provisions of Regulations 14 of the NSSB Regulations 2020 within 15 days. In this regard, the NSSB stated that after receipt of the requisition from the Department of Health and Family Welfare, it would issue necessary advertisement for the post within 15 days. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipu Rio called on Union Minister of Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman today in New Delhi. He was accompanied by Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Ziliang. Chief Minister Rio said that the state remains grateful to the Union Finance Minister for her continued support towards Nagaland's growth and development. The swearing-in ceremony of the Governor of Nagaland will take place on 25th August at Raj Bhavan, Kohima. This was officially announced by Commissioner Secretary to Governor Raj Bhavan Kohima K. Thavasilan. Earlier, President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla to discharge the functions of Nagaland Governor in addition to his own duties. A two-week free shooting training and competition program commenced today under the aegis of Nagaland Shooting Sports Association in collaboration with Department of Youth Resources and Sports at Multidisciplinary Sports Complex in Dimapur. Speaking at the inauguration, Director of Youth Resources and Sports Department, Kathositio Sekose, emphasized the importance of mental preparedness in sports, stating that 50% of the game depends on the mind. Highlighting the state government's initiatives in sports development, he informed that 31 indoor stadiums will be completed by the end of the year to address challenges posed by Nagaland's unfavorable weather conditions.
The department, as far as the youth resources and sports is concerned, we are really interested in this, particularly in this shooting sports, because we believe that our people have the talent. We need to be given the right infrastructure. We need to be given the right track, the right guidance, so that we can excel in this particular sports. The department has been undertaking a number of activities, and many of these activities are also directed towards the women in sports. And we would like to encourage our women to come more into these sports.
Assistant General Secretary of the Nagaland Olympic Association, Niviko Liakatsu, encouraged athletes to have a clear vision and prioritize their goals, stressing the importance of time management for sports persons. A total of 108 athletes, including 42 females and 67 males, are participating in the program. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said India has been a strong supporter of women's participation and integration into UN peacekeeping missions. Mr. Singh said this while interacting with the women military officers of the United Nations in New Delhi today. He said the government is also strengthening policy to encourage women's participation in the country's armed forces and peacekeeping contingents, ensuring they have equal opportunity to lead and serve.
India, as the largest contributor to the UN peacekeeping missions, has been a strong supporter of the women's participation and their integration into the missions. Our legacy began in the 1960s with women medical officers in Congo, and today we continue to take concrete steps to bridge gender gaps. We are also strengthening policies to encourage women's participation in our armed forces and peacekeeping contingents.
Longleng District Administration, Longleng District Legal Service Authority and Medical Department today jointly organized Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan Awareness Program at Government High School in Yacham. Speaking at the program, Medical Officer Yacham, Dr. Visino Nakro, said the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, also called as Drugs Free India Campaign, is a flagship initiative launched by the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment in August 2020. She urged communities to protect the youth and support those who are struggling with addiction rather than isolating them, adding that addiction is not just a crime, but it is also a disease. Deputy Legal Aid Defence Counsel Longleng P. Monier Pom highlighted on the services provided by the District Legal Service Authority and asserted that punitive punishment is not the solution to curb drug abuse in a society. Additional Deputy Commissioner of Tizit, Rilise Sangtam, has announced ban on single-use plastics within Tizit subdivision jurisdiction of Mon District with effect from 1 September. The notification from the ADC stated that all single-use plastic bottles, carry bags, irrespective of thickness, size or colour, and plastic water bottles with a capacity of less than 1 litre will be prohibited. It said to ensure strict implementation, enforcement teams will conduct regular checking and inspections. Defaulters will face penalties of 10,000 rupees for the first offence and 20,000 rupees for the second offence, while repeated violations will lead to cancellation of trade licences. The Agro-Meteorological Field Unit, Nagaland Centre, has stated that based on the weather forecast received from India Meteorological Department, there will be rainfall at widespread places in Kohima, with rainfall at scattered places in rest of the district in the next 24 hours. The Met Department has also forecast thunderstorm with heavy rainfall over Kohima, Zirimboto, Twensang and Paran in the next 2 to 3 days, while thunderstorm with lightning has been forecast over the rest of the districts in the next 2 to 3 days. To end the news, the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Operation Sindoor has drawn new line in India's defence strategy. Nagaland Staff Selection Board cancels recruitment process for appointment to 61 numbers of auxiliary nurse midwife and female health worker. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipu Rio calls on Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in New Delhi, and Ajay Kumar Bhalla to take oath as new Governor of Nagaland on 25th August at Rajbhavan, Kohima. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a good night.